Masa says, Maska blow robots, Rabbi asked the kasha. Miyuka media day, something like this. Diluwa machad kosher. If the first shliach would have said that he recognizes both edim, it would be kosher. That's the locha. If a shliach says before nechtam, we believe him. Of a hashto diko trei posel. But now, on the second aid, that there are two edim saying that it's kosher, you're telling me it's posel? Like, what kind of swara is that? And he doesn't know from the swara, the whole thing, bikiyim, or the whole thing, but the kono. What kind of swara is this? The one aid, if he would say he knows both edim, you believe him. Now that he only says he knows one aid, and on the second aid, we have more. On the second aid, not only do we have an aidech, we have two edim, so for sure it should be good. Say hello, my Rav. Rav says the pshat is like this. Afilu hu v'yechod nidon asimas yad sheni posel. Not that it means if you have two other edim, be made on the second aid. If you have two different edim on the second aid, it would be kosher. Here we're talking about the first shliach and another aid is being made on the second one. Elohu v'achar midon asimas yad sheni posel. My timer, in other words, like this. Before I nechtam, he can't say. It wasn't signed in front of him. He only saw one aid signed on the get. But Lamaisa, the second aid, when he looks at it, he recognizes that was his friend, and he could also be made. That's the signature. So he's telling us not Pateras a Shliach, but Pateras an aid, that he recognized the signature of the second one, him and the second aid, so we have two aidim. So what's wrong? So Mara says, my time, what's wrong? Also Lechlufa Bekiyim Shtaros the Yalma. We're afraid to make a... Ibi Machlif, you come to Sab, your other shtaros also was kosher. So Rashi says, Os lachlub kir shtaros the yamo, could go in shnayim achsum al ashtar. You have two edim signing on a shtar. O may sechad mehem, let's say one of the two edim later die. O buz zeh, now the one ed that's alive comes and tells us the yomar. Zek sab yodi. This is my signature. Sees nemo to say on his own. But he also says, Zek sab yodi shechaveroi. This, I recognize my friend's signature also. So on his friend, he's not neman, only like an edechot. So you have to bring another edechot minashuk you made on the second one. So you would think maybe that's good. Still, it's no good. Because the klal is, the Gemara says, v'konofik nochi review the memoina puma dechat sadi. It comes out that this first shliach is believing him for three quarters of the money. It's like this. When he says on his own signature, it's his signature, we believe him 100%. So that's like 50% of the money is because of his nemonis. Now on the second signature, he's also saying, I know it's the aid signature. And we have another redechot saying he knows it's the aid signature. So the second aid, he is also 50% of that. So as if we say each aid of the shtar helps us for 50% of the shtar. So on the first 50%, you did it all by yourself. On the second 50%, you're doing half of that. So you're doing 75% of the money of this shtar, we believe because of you, and only one quarter we believe in the other aid. And that Rashi speaks out, that the Gemara says in Ksubis, that the loch of aidis by Momen is, chatziv al zeh, v'chatziv al zeh. That is the Torah said to believe two aidim by Momen, the pshat is it's like two aid echods. And it has to be 50-50. We have to believe 50% of the shtar from one aid, and 50% of the shtar from the other aid. If from one aid we're believing three quarters, that's a psul. That's halach in aid, as the Rashi says. The Torah says, Rachman Amar Pi Shnayim, the mashma palga puma dehai, or palga puma dehai. When the Torah says by moment to believe two aidim, it means equally. That 50% of the money is believed because of one aid, and 50% by the other one. So therefore, in our case here, by Gittin Tak, it would be kosher. Because there's no money involved over here. But I call upon him to make a gzera, mishum echlufa, the other shtaris, we don't want this to be good. And this still the Gemara is, maskev lo ravashi. Mi yukamidi, still, does this make any sense? Dilo masek le'iyu l'kulu dibur, if the shliach himself would have said that he recognizes both aidim. It would be kosher. Hashto diika chad badei. Now you're telling me this shliach really recognizes both of them. Just the second one he can't say before nechtavon, so he's only being made that he recognizes it. So what do we need? Another way to help him along. Possel? Like, it doesn't make any sense. As he says, achlufi, you don't have the achlufi over here. It's not a sword to make it possel. So therefore, why is the possel in the Mishnah? So Gemara says, Elom Rav Ashi. Afilu Omer Anihu Eid Sheni. Even if the shliach himself says he's the second aid, possel. my time on, because the klal is like Reb Chisda said at the beginning, oy kula b'kiyum aget, oy kula b'tekon sechomin. That's the klal. Either the whole thing is neman because at the corner you believe the shliach, or the whole thing has to be neman because of Edim. You can't play half and half. Tanan, we looked at our Mishnah, before na nechtav kula, the shliach says, the whole thing was written in front of me. Before na nechtav chetziv, only half was signed, possible. Either chetziv hechidam, or the other half, what are we talking about? Ilayim adalek adakom asa adalek klal, if nobody else says the edis, so pshit is no good. Hashte echad oim afon anechtav, yechad oim afon anechtam. Da'ay kamas la'kulik siv, ha'ay kamas la'kulik sim apostle. If you have one on one and one on the other, they're both saying on the whole thing it's no good, so chetziv mi boi, pshita. If the shliach is only saying on half of the signatures, for sure it's no good. El it has to be oikadarav oikadaravashi. Havad, we're talking about that there is a second aid saying on the second one. It's just not like Reb Chisda.
And the pshat why it's not like Reb Chisda, Rashi explains, because we're coming out now, this is a chiddush in the Mishnah. In other words, the extra part of the Mishnah is teaching us some chiddush. So Rashi says he can't hear such a big chiddush like Reb Chisda. Like Reb Chisda is the one that says a tremendous chiddush. Even though we mamish have two edim on the other ksav, still it's possible. That's a tremendous chiddush. So that's that much we can't see from the Mishnah. But what we do see is only a chiddush, zutra, so small of a chiddush. So the case where there's not two eidim, only another eid echad. So that's oi kiramashi, oi kirava. But now the Gemara says, Rav Chisda answers himself and says like this, Omoloch Rav Chisda, taimich, according to your tam, but yet you're telling me now the Mishnah cannot mean such a big chiddush. If so, before nai nichtav, avoloi before nai nechtam lomali. Like, what do we need this in the Mishnah for? Like Lechura, if Eidecha doesn't say the Chsim all together, Pshitu it's no good. Like Madrach, the Mishnah says, if he only says on half it's no good, so for sure he doesn't say it all. Ella, what do you have to say? Loizu Afsu Katoni. Not only this, but even that. So Mor says, Hochinami, if so, here also I'll tell you. Loizu Avzu Katoni. Not only that, but even this also. So the kids of the Pshat is, according to Reb Chisda, like that's the way he learns Pshat in the Mishnah. And therefore, it's not such a big chiddush to say that the Mishnah means to include even his case, like his chiddush again was, even though you have two edim on the second aid, still it's possible. Because of Chisda's svar was, either the whole thing has to be b'kiyum aget, or else the whole thing has to be with the tekanas hachamim to believe the shliach like an edechot, or to believe the shliach kishnayim. Now the Gemara says another chiddush of Rav Chisda. Omer Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says like this, Gidud Chamisha Umechitza Chamisha. If you have a Gidud Chamisha, Rashi says that means Linyan Shabbos. Dibina Mechitza Gvoy Asara. O Yomak Asara L'Rashus HaYochid. We know on Shabbos, to make up Rashus HaYochid, you have to have Mechitzas, which is either 10 Tfachim high, or else 10 Tfachim deep in the ground. So Rashi says, what's going to be if you have a Charitz? You have a hole in the ground that's 5 Tfachim deep, and you have a mechitz around it coming up 5 tefachim. So together with the deepness and with the mechitz coming up, it's 10 tefachim, could you put the two together or not? So the Chisda said, a chiddush ain mitzarfin. You cannot put the two together. Either the whole thing has to be 10 tefachim high, or the whole thing has to be 10 tefachim deep. But you cannot put the two together. On this, the Gemara says, though, that Dorosh Morema made a drush and said, no, that Gidud Chamisho Mechitzehe is Taka Mitztarfen. It is Mitztarf. And the Ilkos of the Locher is like this Taka Mitztarfen. That is Mitztarf. So if you have 5 Tvachim high and 5 Tvachim deep, inside the ground, if you stand inside the hole, Lamaisi, you have a Mechitz of 10 Tvachim in front of you, therefore inside is called Rishus HaYochid Filcha Shabbos.
It's not cold. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go over the last Gemara again tomorrow. We'll start over again.